LA's newest Superior Court judge.
You're going to be one of those creative judges.
You say it like it's a bad thing.
All Rise, followed by a new bull, CBS Tonight.
The feedlot in Pike Road is wide open for business. Located at the intersection of Pike Road and Merriweather Road, get a variety of all deer plot mixes and Pennington Rackmaster seeds. 50-pound bags of River Run dog food for $16.50. Record Rack Sportsman's Deer Feed, 50-pound bags for $13. All gates and fencing supplies for your cattle as well. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5, and Saturday, 7:30 to noon. The feedlot in Pike Road.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. I wish I had some good news for you. I don't see any in the next 7 days. Maybe early next week it gets better. But for tonight, mostly clear skies. Overnight low temperature drops to about 73. Tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, highs in the upper 90s. More record highs will be tied or broken each day, and still no rain expected for the next several days through the end of the week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1. You get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Mr. President, your wife called. She's busy in New York. She won't be coming home this weekend.
Thanks, Betty. Okay, fellas, it's party time. One, two, three, four, five. Everybody in the limo. Come on, let's ride to the liquor store around the corner. The wife's out of town, so I think I really wanna call some names from my little black book. Guaranteed to make this party cook. We'll call Angela and Pamela and Buffy and Vicky, and before you know it, everything will be freaky. We're gonna throw it down, then we're gonna pick it up. These girls are cute as a little speckled pup. I know I said that I learned my lesson, but I just can't keep from messing. A little bit of Monica in my life, a little bit of Erica by my side. A little bit of Rita, if you please. A little bit of Tina, she's a sleaze. A little bit of Sandra, she's so funky. A little bit of Mary, she's kind of chunky. A little bit of Jessica's what I see. A little bit of break from Hillary.
Mr. President, the girls from Hooters are here, sir.
All right, send them right in. Hey, girls, come on in. Y'all are looking good. Hey, those chicken wings? Yeah, put them on the conference table right over there. Hey, y'all want to see the war room? Jump up and down and move it all around. Put your hands in the air, throw your clothes on the ground, then climb on board and we'll have fun. Want to take a ride on Air Force One? We'll fly so high we'll touch the sky, and if we get caught we'll lie. A little bit of Sandy on my lap, a little bit of Tiffany, she likes rap. A little bit of Rita, if you please. A little bit of Tina, she's a sleaze. A little bit of the fly. A little bit of Mary on the sly. A little bit of Jessica raising Cain. A little break from that old ball and chain. Hey, want to see me in hell?
Let's see that! You go, come on, get Willie! Willie! Hold it! That's a great! Come on! You will do it! Wow!
Smooth!
Yeah.
A little bit of Monica in the house. A little bit of something on her blouse. A little bit of Rita, she's a go. A little bit. Tina, she's a hoe. A little bit of Sandra on the dais. A little bit of Mary, she's the best. A little bit of Jessica in my life. A great big secret from my wife. Hey, girls, me and you, I can get y'all a job at Revlon too. You know me, I love the freak. See you, babe, same time next week. All right, hey.
President, Mrs. Clinton just called. She will be arriving after all.
Uh-oh. Okay, everybody. Cross this mode. Cross this mode. Okay. Straighten this place up. Hey, honey. Welcome home.
Welcome to Happy Hour on Newstalk 93.1 FM. We apologize for the dead air at the beginning, but that will not happen again. That I can promise you. I'm a little pissed, so just give me a minute to calm down, and we'll be okay.
You Seth look good.
Spotmo's here, Rosie's here, and Luke Skywalker is here.
Jake.
You do kind of.
Jake is our sit-in sidekick today.
Yeah, lesson number one, Jake, you're going to need that microphone a little closer. Pull that closer. I mean, till it's like about here. These are not CIA mics. They will not pick you up from a remote distance. That's better. Say hi.
Hello.
You passed. Oh, and I need my sign, Rosie.
Who's ready?
Who's ready
to play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
The game is the name game, and Crystal Huggins, you have until 4 o'clock to call us at 396-5477, 396-5477. This week, and if you make that phone call, you'll be eligible to win a one-hour relaxation massage with aromatherapy every month for a year from Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon.
That sounds great.
If they have drive-through service, I may go over there after the show. Because right now, I'm like riddled with cooties.
But you will be fine.
And you look great.
You'll be fine.
Oh, God. Yes. What, have you been taking Joey lessons, Seth?
Dude, you learn from the best.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Well, he did. Why not you?
Hey.
All right, so now we need Mike Agra because... the stupid microphone just decided, well, I can't hold it in this position any longer, so I'm just going to collapse and move all the way over here. And then I have to make unprofessional noises like that to get it to work right. What the hell's going on here? It's only 8 minutes after 3 o'clock, and everything's going to hell in a handbasket. And I've even started with the a-holes of the news.
Well, it can only get better from here.
That's the good news.
She is ever the optimist. Ever the optimist. Maybe we should just start the whole damn thing over.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
All right. Everything's Jake today. He's our guest sidekick. Jake, that's an old school term for like, okay. I'm your gracious and...
sometimes
it,
right?
Yeah, it's great. Rosie's here at Seth Spotlight.
And here they are.
Low energy Jen.
Please clap.
I had this big idea to start the show with a clip we haven't played in several years, but it goes to a topic that I think is kind of pertinent, and that's gaslighting. A guy named Bill Whittle. During the Obama years, he was one of our go-to commentators for perspective. And gaslighting is a term, well, I should play the clip so everybody knows what I'm talking about, where you are led to believe something that you know happened a certain way did not. And I'm sure hoping now that I didn't... Well, we're not going to use that anymore. It'd be just like me to... Oh, here it is. Here it is. Because this is what's happening now. The media is blatantly trying to rewrite history, rewrite narratives. We got a president... I never thought I'd see it this bad. I mean, politics gets ugly, and the closest thing I've seen prior to this was the Iran-Contra, which everybody was worried about in 86, which was really a big bullcrap thing to try and diminish Ronald Reagan in the end of his second term. I mean, I can think of a thousand things that were far worse than that. What's going on now, where you have one political figure who wants to be president, openly bragging about leveraging another government.
I had gotten a commitment from Poroshenko they would take action against the state prosecutor, and they didn't. I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion. I said, you're not getting $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here. And I think it was, what, 6 hours? I looked, I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Oh, son of a got fired. And they put in place someone who was solid at the time.
Solid meaning.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why is Joe Biden not being investigated for that? Where are the agencies that should be investigating that claim? You can't have any better evidence than a full confession on videotape. I mean, come on. And I'm really, maybe I'm daydreaming here, but I'm beginning to believe that even people who identify as Democrats traditionally over their life are looking at this and saying, no, this is way over the top. This is crazy. Nobody's trying to win on ideas. We're just trying to bully this man out of the White House. They picked the wrong guy to do it to, because he's not going to go over because he can't take the heat. And then we'll take a look at the headlines today. But I want you to hear this piece by Bill Whittle on gaslighting, because he gives very specific examples about how Trump's predecessor did this to us many, many times.
Hey, did you ever look out at what's happening in the country these days and think that you must be going crazy, since you, or at most, you and a couple of your crazy friends seem to be the only ones that think that the whole world has just gone mad? Well, first, you're not alone. Second, you're not crazy. And third, it's not an accident. This president and his entire administration are gaslighting the American people, and so far they've done a hell of a job of it. Well, what does that mean, gaslighting? Well, here's a Wikipedia definition that's as good as any. Gaslighting is a form of mental abuse in which false information is presented with the intent of making a victim doubt his or her own memory, perception, and sanity, unquote. That's a great term. It comes from a movie called Gaslight, most notably the 1944 version starring Ingrid Bergman and Charles Boyer. The plot centers around a man trying to drive his wife insane by insisting that the things that she repeatedly sees and hears simply didn't happen. Well, let's just hustle through a few examples. March 2012, President Obama was having what he thought was a private conversation with outgoing Russian President Dmitry Medvedev, but someone left the microphone on. President Obama said on camera he'd basically be willing to hand over our missile defense system, which was developed over decades and at great expense to protect us and our NATO allies, so long as the Russians didn't act up and give him any trouble before he could be safely reelected.
After my election, I have more flexibility. Yeah.
I understand. I transmit this information to Vladimir and Mr.
You know, you got to hand it to the Russians. Vladimir was as good as his word. They did wait until after his reelection to start their rampant military conquest. Vlad knows who his friends are. Act Two. For 10 days after the terrorist attack on Benghazi, an attack which within minutes was clearly a terrorist attack due to, RPG fire and prepared firing positions for mortars, not to mention taking place on September 11th, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, Susan Rice, and all the rest said the entire thing was a spontaneous protest against an unknown film that had been on YouTube for months. For over a week, They kept up that lie. And this man, Nikola Basile Nikola, went to jail for a year for having the audacity to imagine that he had a First Amendment right to say whatever he damn well pleased. And when Mitt Romney had Obama literally speechless about it in the second debate, well, Candy Crowley steps dutifully forward as the housemaid to corroborate the gaslighting lie, and Mitt Romney and you and me and all of us looked at each other as if we were losing our minds. A protest about a movie. Darling, are you all right? We said it was a terrorist attack from day one, don't you remember? It's gaslighting. And finally, when attempting the government takeover of a sixth of our economy, Barack Obama said on camera no less than 36 times,
if you like the insurance plan you have now, you can keep it.
If you like your health care plan, you can keep your health care plan.
But he knew. His staff knew. His advisors knew. His opponents knew. The insurance industry knew. Doctors and hospitals knew. And anyone with the brain of a squirrel knew that you could not mandate the implementation of the requirements of the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, without voiding many, if not most, if not all, of the existing health care plans in the country. He knew. They all knew. And once that law was rammed down the throats of the American people and the actual unspinnable real-world consequences showed up in the form of cancellation notices, he had the nerve to look us right in the eyes and say,
what we said was, you could keep it. If it hasn't changed since the law's passed.
No, dear. He never said if you like your plan, you can keep your plan. Darling, are you all right? You seem a little confused.
All right, there's enough of that there. Do you see the pattern? Do you see what I'm talking about? It's, no, that's not what happened. You know, and when you have basically 99% of the media in sync with your gaslighting program or whatever you want to call it, you make people wonder if they're losing their minds.
Make you doubt yourself.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
But you just heard the audio there. And I remember what Obama said. And guess what? It's our premiums are 71% higher than they were before he lowered them by $2,500 a year. He was full of stuff then. He's full of stuff now. I love the fact that for a guy that spent his entire presidency race baiting and... excuse me. Whoa, the polar ice caps are going to melt and raise the ocean. Remember the speech? We're the ones we've been waiting for. That's modest. Buys a house on Martha's Vineyard, which is next to the water. So if Miami's going to be underwater, what is it going to skip? The northeast corridor? The ocean going to take a turn somewhere? It's all crap. And it's nothing but power, control. And what I really have trouble with is I don't understand why they feel the need to be that way.
I don't either. We can take it. Just tell us.
I do not understand it at all. I mean, I'm kind of speechless on the whole thing. It's kind of hard to follow the news and the media and understand, for example, what is the $1 billion for and how... Like you said earlier, is that not pertinent to... I don't even know.
Look at this. Rudy Giuliani subpoenaed by House panels for Ukraine documents. He released the transcripts. So what? Now what's the story? This is going to go on and on and on until Election Day next year. And I think the public's kind of had it. I really do.
And they changed that whistleblower rule. A year ago.
A whistleblower is somebody who has direct knowledge, who witnessed a crime or some malfeasance being committed from their position. And the whole idea of a whistleblower law is to protect their job if they choose to speak up when they've witnessed something illegal or wrong.
But it's not like that anymore, right?
Yeah, they changed the guidelines 2 weeks. I heard this afternoon. 2 weeks before this whole thing came out, they changed the guidelines.
Who changed it?
They won't tell.
We've got the only intelligence agencies in the world whose primary job is to spy on the commander-in-chief. Now, this is where I have a question, at least. Why can't Trump go in and clean these people out? Why are they still in these positions? You know, it seems like it's easier to remove a president than it is somebody who's embedded in the government, in the deep state. Well, there's our happy beginning to the afternoon in a nutshell. I think we may have hit 100 degrees again today. We'll find out around 4, 4:30 from Rich. In the meantime, October starts tomorrow. For those of you who are expecting much cooler weather by this point in the season, you must be bitterly disappointed like me. That being the case, your AC has really been working overtime for at least the last 4 to 6 weeks, in addition to all the time it's spent keeping you cool this summer. Good idea. Partner up with Clarks and make sure that your system gets the TLC it needs. TLC means the love of Clarks. Your membership gets you 2 annual tune-ups. Come out, check in everything, get under the hood, make sure it's okay, and make sure it's running efficiently. And then if it needs a repair, you get a discount on parts and labor. Same thing with plumbing. If you have a plumbing emergency, your Clarks Club membership gets you immediate assistance 24/7, 365. And the people that work for Clarks are the best at what they do, and they're really nice human beings to boot. So for the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and people, call Clarks 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com. Barbara, your call is next after we come back.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Hi, folks. Dirk Bentley here. Being on the go is a big part of my life. I love seeing new places, meeting new people, and performing all over the world. For energy on the go, for me, it's 5-Hour Energy. It works fast, works long, and it tastes good. With 0 sugar and 4 calories. Try it. It could work for your on-the-go life, too. 5-Hour Energy. Energy on the go. For more information, visit 5hourenergy.com.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Amazing. It's kind of like being showered with cash from above, which would also be pretty amazing. It's so amazing that millions of people a year are getting their cash back matched. They just can't get enough. So whether it's raining down on your head or raining into your bank account, it's your cash back, and Discover is matching it. Discover Cash Back Match. What are you waiting for? Learn more at discover.com/match.
Tuesday, October 1st, you can hear one full hour of the Health and Wealth Show with Dave and Ernest at 6 p.m. One full hour of fun and some great financial advice. Tuesday, October 1st on News Talk 93.1.
If you have a name, then you have a chance to win 1 of 5 great prizes.
Play the name game with Blue Water Broadcasting, and you could win a $1,000 gift card at select stores from Eastdale Mall.
Winning is easy. Register online at our station website. We'll call out names all week long. Play the name game and win incredible prizes.
From Eastdale Mall and Blue Water Broadcasting.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
My Alexa, listening to every word I say. A Big Brother connection, I'm getting spied on by the NSA. My Alexa, little electronic spy. Everything I've ever said, Amazon will keep on fire.
I do not want an Alexa. I do not want... what's the other thing that stands around your house and spies on you?
Google?
What's that?
If I narrow it down, Google Play, Echo.
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 Echo. Yeah. Echo. Oh. Echo. Echo. No, these things, God only knows what they're looking at. I always get this image that there's somebody at one of the big tech companies that's got your camera on. You don't know it, but they do. And God only knows what they're watching.
Those people and my neighbors, I feel terrible for them.
Your neighbors?
Yeah. They're just spying on me. I feel bad for them. Because, you know, not much.
Well, I hope I should put a sign up that's visible on my laptop camera that says, hope you're enjoying the show. So far, this one hasn't been too good, but that's on me and not our panel today. Rosie is here, Seth Spotlow. And
Luke Skywalker.
Jake McMillan,
who I want to keep calling Luke Skywalker for reasons I don't even understand.
He looks like him.
Barbara's on the phone.
Yes, sir. Good afternoon.
Hi, Barbara.
I, needless to say, I listen to this radio all the time, listen to you, and I was listening Friday, and you played this song. I thought you said Choco something or another. Anyway. Whatever the trocologo, whatever.
Troglodyte. I can't remember. You're talking about troglodyte.
Thank you, troglodyte.
Yes.
I looked it up because I thought it was kind of interesting. I looked it up over the weekend, and I loved it. I thought it was super funny. And I just remember Dana and Jaqueline saying, you know, whichever one of them, they thought it was horrible. Go ahead.
Well, yes, they're very proper honorable women, so I didn't expect them to become big. It's just
old woman, but I thought it was just really funny. And then I listened, and it wasn't Alien Boogie, but it was something similar to that. And that was funny, too. I guess it doesn't take much to entertain me except this great show that I listen to every day.
God, even today? I mean, today,
yes,
I've sucked today. Barbara, I have sucked today. It's like I had a birthday, and now I'm just going downhill.
You're not.
This
no,
is
you're
me.
Not. No, you're not. And
stop it.
I love to hear Seth laugh too.
Oh, I know.
I know. Seth has the
adorable
thing going on like Rich Thomas does.
Oh, nah.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Well, I thoroughly, like I said, I enjoy the show, and I really do love it when the lady lawyers are on. But I just want to tell you, I thoroughly enjoy it.
Jacqueline got to fulfill a dream this morning by working next to Rich Thomas.
I heard that she was going to do that. I wish I had heard it, but I'm not a morning person anymore. So, but I do, like I said, I love the show. I love your rants, and I love your L.A. stories. So I just thoroughly enjoy the show, and I hope you have a great... I hope your week improves.
Oh, it will.
It will.
It will.
All right. Thank you so much for
taking
my call.
But for the moment, if you think I suck this afternoon... What do you hear me in the morning? Hey, it looks like another call. Yes. Let's go screenless on this one. Hi, who's this?
This is Tudor.
I don't know that name.
I've got a birthday coming up here in a couple of days.
It's tomorrow.
Am I gonna wind up like you after my birthday?
Probably.
That's great, man. I'd love to be as great as you are.
Hold on, I got a number for you to call.
Hello, suicide hotline, please hold.
No, I just wanted to say, man, we love you, man. Everybody has a bad few minutes every now and again, but you're great. Just keep telling yourself you're great. And if you don't say it enough, there's plenty of other people that will.
Well, thank you, Cooter. I appreciate that.
I love you, man.
Tomorrow, I will play any bit you want in honor of your birthday.
All right. I'll call back to tomorrow and let you know.
Please do.
All right. Thank you.
Bye. Yes, Seth.
You are so awesome. Normal people have bad days. You have bad minutes.
I concur with that.
You know, what happened was I had a really important discussion with the boss. And I was looking at the clock. I was aware of the time. But usually the first break doesn't start till about 5 or 6 after. But for today, I think because it's the last day of the month, it was a little light. So I'm coming up the stairs as I see Rosie with that look like a blah, 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 blah.
Deer in headlights.
Yeah. So, and that kind of threw me off a little bit.
Mr. Gregg, I believe it was my fault. Being the rookie here, I had to make sure I used the facilities and got me some water.
You were here on time. I knew you were here.
It's my fault, sir.
I knew you were already here when I was coming up Carmichael Road. I got a text. So that's great. The guy that is trying this for the, he's ready to go. Me?
It was a rookie mistake.
I made the rookie mistake, even though I'm old. I'm an old rookie.
Champ.
It's
well, we're all rookies.
Well, yeah, this show is now has been reversed to its rookie status because it's really starting all over again. Because young
Joey
and Jack are working together now as a team.
Yeah, okay.
Give me a minute here. You catch my breath, meaning I'll be downstairs smoking momentarily. It's 3:32. Anybody else want to smoke? If you've never tried it, it's the best. I will give you a cigarette to smoke if you're interested in starting this habit. It's very good for you.
Don't do it, Seth.
It makes your voice deep and resonant.
Never.
I mean, look what it's done for me. Can you imagine how many cigarettes Seth smokes? It must be...
Started when I was 5.
You know, it's funny. When I first started going to those special meetings with the steps that I attended to get sober,
mm-hmm.
I thought, you know... Everybody says the same. I came from a dysfunctional family and all this crap. I was amazed that a lot of people who were in there because they had become... That'll come back. I don't know if I've told you guys this. My index finger is about 5 ounces overweight. And I put it over the thing, and it made it start by accident. It's coming in just a moment. Now I got a dilemma. It's 3:33. I want to talk about MPB, but Beverly, there's something intriguing about the name Beverly, so I want to take this call before we go to the break. Hi, Beverly.
Listen, Greg.
Yes?
I am the Beverly that's going to be on the show with you tomorrow. I've been waiting for 2 weeks to get on with you, so I'm calling to tell you that your day is going to be much better tomorrow because I'm going to make you happy.
Ooh. Well, I can't wait for tomorrow.
Yes!
All right. What are you wearing? I'm just curious. What are you
wearing? All right.
No. I'm just excited. And this is my second time calling. Last time I called, first time ever. And I'm going out of my comfort zone. So I'm really excited about the possibilities here.
And we're all excited now, too.
That's awesome. You're going to have a blast.
The one question, Beverly, you will be asked tomorrow, and be prepared to answer this, is...
Okay,
I'm always told women don't listen to talk radio, so I want to know... I want to know why you listen and what you like, because I really... I think I'm going to have another one of my focus group meetings at the pizza place, where we're going to do free pizza. And people who feel willing to attend and comment on what goes on here, with honest feedback. I don't want, you know... This is not going to be...
I am your honest feedback. I'm going to tell you everything that I have learned in my whole life about talk radio.
Awesome. We'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow, then.
Okay, I'm going to be there with bells on.
If that's all you're wearing, everybody will be here, too.
See you tomorrow.
No.
Well, here comes Beverly.
And Christmas early.
What do you think of that?
No, wait.
No, Beverly, I'm just having fun with sound effects.
I know, okay. Well, I just wanted to, I'm just practicing, so...
And a lot of listeners are probably thinking...
What kind of sick mind would do something like this?
Mine would. We'll see you tomorrow.
I'm thinking. All right, see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, things certainly have changed in the last 15 or 20 minutes.
That's great.
That's the way it is.
If you need a hand tomorrow, I'm here.
What do we have scheduled this week? What do we have?
Oh, well, let me just tell you.
Got to pull out the calendar.
Have, Micah and Beverly will be on tomorrow as your sit-in sidekicks.
Okay.
Delkin Tomlinson.
Yes.
On Wednesday.
Terry
Adams on Thursday. Friday, Seth is going to be back.
Okay. And maybe Eddie. We might get Eddie in.
Cool.
Yay. Will he be back from Jamaica?
Based on the photos I've seen, probably not.
I think he's having too good a time.
He sure seems to be. I was going to discuss MPB, and before we go take our first look at the roads to see who might be needing Montgomery Paint and Body, the important thing is, yes, they have state-of-the-art equipment. They have unbelievably talented and skilled people under the roof, but that business was founded on principles that run deep, and that's Donnie Turner's commitment to never shortchanging a customer in any step of the repair process. That used to be the way it was done years ago, and Donnie refused to participate, often at the expense of losing a customer because the insurance guy wanted to play hanky panky. Donnie just wouldn't do it. And he did that at the risk of going out of business in the old days because that's the way the game was played. Now the game is played the right way, and Donnie never compromised, and now they have become the gold standards to such an extent that one of the biggest insurance companies in North America went through MPB to videotape their processes to show them as an example of how automotive body repair should be done. Wow. No exaggeration here. They are the best. On the boulevard at East Shirley Lane, their number is 27REC with a W. Now, let's drum up some business with Wendell debuting today.
It is a Monday afternoon plagued with problems just past Narrow Lane on the Eastern Boulevard. If you're headed towards Alpha, we have an accident there on the right. Also, a minor accident, I-85, just before the 85-65 interchange. Use caution if you're on 85 headed towards 65. And on I-65 southbound, the Selma Highway ramp, we have an accident there. Be careful out there this afternoon and drive carefully. Reinhart Toyota Service Center is looking for technicians that have ASE certifications and at least 3 years' experience. Call Robert Jones at Reinhart to apply, 676-3862. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Football is in our DNA. Score $500 off a comfort system installation. See this and other great offers at calldixie.com.
License number 15033.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com for more information.
Pros like you start with Lowe's to find the top brands like First Alert, BRK, and Energizer. First Alert has been protecting homes for over six decades, so you can be sure you're installing peace of mind. Shop Lowe's today and save $10 on a First Alert 10-year battery, smoke and carbon monoxide alarm with voice and location, now just $49.97. And for crisp daylight and dark spaces, pick up an Energizer Vision Performance metal flashlight for $10 less, now $19.98, batteries included. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's, valid through 10-9 U.S. only.
Hi, this is Jessica Smith at Memories Flea Antique Mall in Prattville. We're a local business with a small advertising budget, and we found working with Blue Water, we were able to put together a plan that would work for us. If your business is in need of advertising, I would recommend you call Blue Water Advertising.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. A Demopolis City employee behind bars right now after the Department of Corrections says she was in an inappropriate relationship with an inmate. Authorities charged 48-year-old Barbara Blevins with five counts of sexual misconduct after the ADOC says she had relations with an inmate at the Camden Community Works Center. Delta Kappa Epsilon fraternity at Troy University has been suspended since last week after reports of rules violations, including possible hazing. It's the second fraternity to be accused of hazing after Troy Sigma Chi chapter earlier this semester, in which 7 members were removed. And many areas across the state are facing drought conditions. Now Alabama Power says it's reducing the amount of water it releases from hydroelectric dams. The move is intended to prevent lakes from shrinking too much, but Alabama Power says without rain, water levels will still likely fall below normal on many lakes, including Lake Martin. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. I wish I had some good news for you. I don't see any in the next 7 days. Maybe early next week it gets better. But for tonight, mostly clear skies. Overnight low temperature drops to about 73. Tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, highs in the upper 90s. More record highs will be tied or broken each day, and still no rain expected for the next several days through the end of the week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Guy Who Doesn't Talk Politics.
Mr. Guy Who Doesn't Talk Politics.
Your water cooler talk is pleasant and never divisive. You don't want to talk about splitting the country in half. You just want to eat your bagel in peace.
And that's sure not a commentary on Israel.
You don't even go on Twitter.
You'd rather watch cat videos all day, yeah.
So when you feel like getting into it about how awesome or crappy the leader of the country is, he'll just smile at you and move along with his day filled with happy thoughts and blind optimism. He's Mr. Guy Who Doesn't Talk Politics, a real American hero.
Guy Who Doesn't Talk Politics.
It doesn't even matter to you which way the toilet paper is loaded.
Yeah, but that guy will be the first to complain when everything starts going amok. And we are on the verge of a mucktitude at a level unprecedented in this country. Unless we, now, I got a note from, this will be a miracle if I can remember the listener who sent it. Strong conservative, Sue Stanfield. About a huge women's rally in D.C. in 2 weeks. And I made a donation so they can... I would love... You know, now I preface this by saying I was there in 2009, September 10th, and I know there were more than 1 million people filling the Capitol Mall from the Capitol Building all the way down to the Washington Monument. Wall to wall. And even Obama flew right over it, leaving the White House, but he didn't see anything, and neither did the national media. Nothing's changed. It was the same then as it is now. When they decide they want something to go a certain way, or they bought in, or whatever, they're going to do whatever they can. And I learned this the next morning, because I took the train, and the rally was all day Saturday. My departure train left Saturday night from Union Station. And in the morning, it stopped in North Carolina, and the news box there had the morning paper, nothing. You know, they'll give front page coverage to 20 idiots, you know, raising hell somewhere if it's the right cause. But when 1 million conservatives come, you know, they're just not interested. So this is nothing new. What they're doing now is nothing new. They're just being more exposed than ever before. I want to play this clip. It's called Joe Biden, What Are You Hiding? And it's from the GOP.
Was Hunter Biden profiting off his dad's work as vice president? And did Joe Biden allow it?
Well, I think there's kind of two separate issues here. The issue of whether it was wise of Hunter Biden to take this position at Burisma when his father was guiding policy in Ukraine. And the wisdom of Biden and Biden staffers, once they knew that, not to ask Hunter to step down. I think that is a legitimate subject of scrutiny.
$50,000 a month
for Hunter Biden, clearly to be selling influence, because otherwise no one would ever pay him that kind of money for a company that frankly was pretty corrupt and has been before and has been since under
investigations. And is that Joe Biden's fault or problem?
No, but it's hard to imagine Joe Biden wasn't aware of it.
Did Vice President Biden know of his son's role in Burisma when he told Ukraine to fire the prosecutor?
At that point, yes, he would have known.
This situation involving Joe Biden's son's work for this Ukrainian oligarch-owned gas company, which is, I have to quibble with some of what your previous guest said, is a significant liability for Joe Biden. Like, there is a story here.
Does it raise any questions for you?
Well, clearly something needs to be cleared up at this point, right? So, yes, of course, I would want an explanation on that.
This kid was paid $600,000 because his name is Biden by a gas company in Ukraine, this super corrupt country that just had a revolution to get rid of corruption. It just looks bad.
Mr. Vice President, what's your take on that? Was there a conflict of interest there? Was there a clear conflict of interest? Can we ask you about Ukraine and China?
For two ethics plans, could you say whether or not under Warren administration would your vice president's child be allowed to serve on a board of a foreign company?
No.
Now, that was Bill Maher, who is known for his conservatism, in there saying this is a joke. And that's an ad that was produced by the GOP. But do you hear this being front and center on any legacy media station? No, you don't. You're not even seeing it on Fox. So this is, we're not up against political opponents. We're up against a media mafia with political candidates instead of godfathers.
That's about right.
Boy, that sounded smarter than I really am.
Man, you're good. Ooh, looking good.
All in the same day.
Sharp man.
Hello, Duke.
Hey, Greg, how are you?
Hey.
Did you see Chris Wallace interviewing someone with the Trump team?
I can't stand Chris Wallace.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I would rather have somebody come to my house and run their nails down my blackboard.
Ooh.
I was
Chris Wallace.
I was shocked. Oh, not shocked, but I was surprised the way he treated that guy. And, you know, you're right. The media is not our friend anymore.
Nope.
And
Chris Wallace is a bigger bag than his father.
Yep, you're
if
right.
That's possible.
But I was like, whoa, man.
Anyway. And anybody that thinks Fox News is on...
No.
I mean, it's a joke. That is an
you're
absolute
exactly
joke.
Right. They're not our friend.
Nope.
All right, brother. I just thought I'd throw that out there.
You watch. Yeah. I'll predict in a year one of Laura Ingraham or Carlson, one of them will be gone because the Murdoch boys want them out. They don't want Fox to have that conservative reputation anymore. I'm just making a prediction.
Oh, you're right.
This is when we talk deep state, we're not just talking about embedded government officials. We're talking about a relationship where literally their talking points and their instructions come from some kind of centralized group, which is a marriage of media moguls and political power brokers. That's where this goes. I don't know who the people are in that group, but it's just amazing. Amazing how the media is parroting the DNC talking points the very next day, or even the same day sometimes. It's it's like that response that was written for the whistleblower, the secondhand whistleblower. I mean, come on. That would never have been allowed in a previous time. Gulf States Mobility, a fantastic company with a great mission, and that's to restore choices to lives that have been affected in a way where there are limitations. They try to restore as many choices as they can. And each case is done on a customized basis because you can't do that on a one-size-fits-all approach. Beginning with somebody returning to a home after having been in a wreck or serving our country, they work with people who have had all types of experiences and making sure that they can return to the home they love and safely access it without having to leave. It's traumatic enough. The physical challenges are enough. They try to also do whatever they can to support the mental effort for somebody to remain a strong, individual who can do as much for themselves as possible. That is the essence of what they do at Gulf States Mobility. Their workshop at 1647 Coosa River Parkway is a house of ideas and designs and things that are made for people to be able to do that one more thing they'd like to do for themselves that they currently can't. 514-6590 is their number. James Garrett and Tommy Johnson do incredible work with a great team out there. The Pride of Wetumpka, Gulf States Mobility. Please look them up and like them on Facebook.
Think about where you see yourself in the future. Maybe you're bouncing a ball on the beach or bouncing a grandchild on your knee. Whatever it is, your dream is uniquely yours, which is why Trustmark Tailored Wealth works with you to understand what you want to see in your future. Together, we tailor a strategic plan to help grow, preserve, and protect what you've worked so hard to earn. So see a Trustmark Tailored Wealth Advisor, because your future starts today. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Oh, hey, honey!
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing and she loves it. With five kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available, it's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
A step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hello, welcome to Ukrainian Lessons. You will hear a phrase in English followed by Ukrainian translation. Please repeat.
Don't touch me, you are drunk. Не трогайте меня, ви п'яні. You smell like a hedgehog. От вас несет, как от свиньи. I am calling the police. Я позвоню полицию.
This has been Ukrainian Lessons.
That has nothing to do with impeachment or anything else. Impeachment. For what? For what? I was just watching the SNL is still running Alec Baldwin out there.
Figured they'd give that up eventually.
Sorry, your button was off.
You would think they would stop eventually.
No.
They just don't learn.
I would imagine somebody hoping for something different from SNL probably would have shut the TV right off. Hey, there's Joe Piscopo. He's not one of them. He is one of the rare, like Dennis Miller, Saturday Night Live cast members who leans conservative, which is nice. I'm not saying these people have to be Trump's fan, but they're not even close to fair. Gone are the days when Dana Carvey could playfully 1,000 points of light, and Bush himself thought it was funny, and eventually the two of them wound up doing a skit together.
The key word you said was fair.
This is ugly. This comes from, not from the heart, not from the sense of humor. It comes from the liver, which is where all the crap in your system goes before you expectorate it. I'm a hawk show toast, not a doctor. House Republicans blast Dems impeachment inquiry in fiery press conference. That almost sounds too good to be true.
Like everything else.
House Republicans doing anything fire. They're such chicken tenders when it comes to, you know, I'm trying to be nice here. I'm trying to be fair. Hey, did you see that Joe Madden got fired as manager of the Cubs?
What?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Joe Madden got fired, and today the Los Angeles Angels fired their manager, even though he had 2 years left on his contract. The rumor being that Joe Biden's. I wish he would manage the Angels. If there's a place in the standings below last place, Joe will find it. Anyway, the rumor is Madden's going to replace him. That's why they dumped him with 2 years.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
Nobody.
It's a great American pastime.
Yeah. Well, we did a show years ago where I asked people who actually watched baseball, not every day, just enough to be care, to register as real baseball fans. And we had 23 certified baseball fans here in the River Region. But that was a long time ago. That number may have gone up or down. I want the Yankees. I want the frickin' Yankees to win this thing. But you know what? They're going to suck. They're going to suck because their pitching is... It's going to be the Houston Asteroids and the Dodgers again. And I'm already disappointed.
Man, I went to a ball game when I was at about 9. At Where? Three River Stadium.
That piece of crap. Yep. That dump.
Yep.
That was bad. Look. Three Rivers is an example of what happens when government gets into the sports business. Here's what we need to do. Let's save money by building round, circular stadiums that all look the same. So baseball and football, and what happened was they sucked for both sports. No matter how they configured them, they were not good stadiums for football and baseball. And then finally that trend broke in the 90s when Baltimore built Camden Yards. Too bad they built it in the middle of a shooting zone. Nobody likes to go there anymore because it's dangerous. But and all those stadiums are gone. They spent millions of dollars to build them, and we watched them all blow up.
That's terrible.
On those demolition shows. Three Rivers, Cincinnati Riverfront, Kingdom in Seattle, the Veterans Stadium in Philadelphia.
And they all were the same?
They all look the same. No character, no charm. Just government saying, here's how to handle the cost of stadiums for different sports.
We used to watch the Dodgers in at the Coliseum in L.A., and then we went to Chavez Ravine. That was a long time ago.
Yeah, that was, yeah. Well, the Dodgers, didn't they win a pennant or mm-hmm. a World Series when they were still playing in that? That was a, I mean, the Dodgers played baseball in a stadium that was designed for gladiator races, chariot races. This big, giant, long thing. Left field was like 200 feet away, and right field was like a mile. But they had to play there for a couple of years while the... And that was a good deal for both, really. Building them a stadium in land that would cost about $20 billion today. Beautiful yes. sight lines. Though I actually went to Dodger Stadium just to see it, even though there was no game. Because I'm...
Beautiful facility.
I'm really not that busy. We had traffic, Fox News, then we're back this afternoon. It's been an interesting first hour.
Well, you folks have kept us on our toes this afternoon. I-65 southbound, an accident at US 80. That's right on the ramp as you're headed to Selma off I-65. Use caution in that area. Traffic beginning to build a bit. Taylor at I-85, a little bit heavy and congested out near East Chase. Overall, we're looking pretty good right at the moment. Don't miss Monday Night Football at the Shack featuring 50 Cent wings. 200 pounds of them until they are gone. Monday Night Football.